In a small town where life follows predictable rhythms, one figure stands out, a peddler whose entire livelihood balances precariously on his head. His merchandise? A colorful tower of caps arranged with meticulous care. His personal checked cap at the bottom, followed by layers of gray, brown, blue, and bright red caps. Each morning he walks the cobblestone streets with practiced balance, his melodic call floating through the air. Caps! Caps for sale! 50 cents a cap! The townspeople recognize him instantly by his distinctive silhouette, a man whose identity is literally crowned by his trade. What makes this simple children's tale so enduring that it sold millions of copies and remained in print for over 80 years? Perhaps it's because beneath its straightforward narrative lies a perfect blend of routine, disruption, and clever problem-solving that resonates with readers of all ages. After all, don't we all face moments when our carefully balanced lives suddenly tip sideways? Some days, even perfect routines fail. The cap seller discovers this when no one responds to his calls of caps for sale. The streets remain quiet, his spirits sink, and his stomach growls with increasing hunger. The unsold merchandise now feels like a burden. Rather than admitting defeat, the peddler makes a pivotal decision. If the town won't buy today, he'll find a place to rest. This reveals something essential about resilience. Good entrepreneurs don't give up when plan A fails. They conserve energy and remain open to possibilities. Leaving the town for the countryside, the story's pace shifts. Commerce sounds fade, replaced by birdsong and rustling leaves. Despite his hunger and disappointment, he appreciates the surrounding beauty, wildflowers dotting meadows with colors similar to his caps. He finds the perfect resting place, a magnificent solitary tree offering generous shade. He sits down, maintaining balance and ensuring his caps remain properly ordered. The dappled sunlight, gentle breeze, and fatigue soon work their magic. His eyelids grow heavy, and sleep claims him. When the peddler wakes from his nap, he immediately notices something wrong. The weight on his head is lighter. Reaching up, he finds only his checked cap. His merchandise has vanished. Panicked, he jumps up and scans the ground around the tree. Finding no caps on the grass or in bushes, his search grows frantic. He circles the tree repeatedly, widening his pattern each time, checking behind rocks and under bushes for his valuable goods. Finally, in desperation, the peddler does something he hadn't considered. He looks up. There, distributed among the branches, is the answer. Monkeys sit on every branch, each wearing one of his caps. Gray, brown, blue, and red perched on furry heads as they gaze down mischievously. Isn't it curious how problems often exist just outside our field of vision? We search frantically at eye level while the solution waits above or below our perspective. Sometimes we need to literally change our viewpoint to see what's really happening. The discovery transforms the peddler's panic into indignation. These aren't thieves, they're pranksters who've taken his merchandise while he slept. "Give me back my caps," he demands, extending his hand upward. But the monkeys just stare back, wearing his colorful wares. Frustrated, he raises his right hand and shakes his finger at them. Instead of complying, every monkey raises its right hand and shakes a finger back, perfectly mimicking him. Surprised, he tries again with both hands. "Give me back my caps, I say." The monkeys respond in kind, each raising both hands, their faces serious as they imitate his every move. Now truly angry, the peddler stamps his right foot. The monkeys stamp their right feet against the branches. When he stamps both feet furiously, they stamp both feet too. With each escalation, the monkeys respond with perfect mimicry. How often do we find ourselves trapped in this same pattern? We push harder against resistance, only to find opposition intensifying. We raise our voices, only to have others match our volume. We stamp our feet, metaphorically, creating more vibration without progress. At his limit of patience, having tried commands, gestures, and nonsensical sounds, all met with maddening imitation, the peddler finally does something different. Overwhelmed by frustration, he grabs his own checked cap and throws it forcefully to the ground in pure defeat, admitting he's out of strategies. Then, something extraordinary happens. The moment his cap hits the ground, every monkey removes its cap and throws it down, perfectly mimicking his surrender. Suddenly, caps of all colors float down like autumn leaves. The peddler stands astonished as caps rain around him. What he couldn't achieve through demands or anger happens effortlessly when he gives up and throws down his own cap. The very behavior that had been his undoing, the monkey's instinct to imitate, becomes his solution. This reflects a broader truth. Sometimes we must let go of what we're desperately holding on to before we can recover what matters. The direct approach fails while surrender succeeds. The peddler had to risk losing his last cap before recovering all the others. With his caps now safely on the ground, the peddler springs into action. Quickly, he gathers his merchandise, checking each cap for damage. Remarkably, all appear unharmed by their brief stint as monkey attire. He returns to his familiar routine, arranging them back on his head in their proper order. His checked cap first, followed by gray, brown, blue, and red caps at the top. With each layer, the familiar weight returns to his head, along with a sense of restored order and identity. This careful restacking is more than practical. It's a ritual reconnecting him to normal life after the strange interlude. Each cap in its proper place represents a step back toward the familiar, away from the recent chaos. The precision of his arrangement reflects his professionalism and determination to continue. With his merchandise again properly balanced, the peddler takes one last look at the now capless monkeys. Without a word, he turns and walks back toward town, his posture straight, maintaining the perfect balance of his cap tower. As the peddler returns to town at sunset, he walks the same streets that earlier yielded no sales, resuming his familiar call. Caps! Caps for sale! 50 cents a cap! Though his merchandise remains unchanged, the peddler is subtly transformed. He carries not just caps, but the lesson from his monkey encounter, that solutions often come from unexpected directions, that imitation can shift from obstacle to advantage, and that apparent surrender can become the path to victory. This embodies resilience, not avoiding disruption, but incorporating its lessons into our journey. We learn to look up when seeking answers, recognize when persistence creates resistance, and understand when letting go becomes our most powerful strategy. The next time your carefully balanced life tips sideways, remember the cap seller's monkey dilemma. Sometimes the solution isn't fighting harder, it's changing the game entirely.